Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in activating, embodying, remembering, integrating our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer, and I am your guide in this sound activation. This sound activation is the companion to the previous episode where we discuss the ego, the soul, how to know when we are speaking and behaving from the ego and when we are not, and how to align more fully and more truly with our soul. This is the sound activation, so as with all sound activations, this is an energy healing. With that being said, I encourage you to please create a sacred space, a sacred ritual around this practice. I encourage you to light a candle, burn some incense, make it as sacred and holy an experience as possible, as this is the time when you are choosing to commune and align with your soul, with the divine, with all that is you, your fullest, most authentic, embodied expression. Please do not listen to this sound activation if you are driving or operating heavy machinery. That would not be a good time for you to try to do a meditation. But if you are in a comfortable position, a comfortable place, and you can really allow yourself to go deep, then go for it. One last housekeeping note. If you are listening to this on iHeartRadio or happen to stumble on these sound activations on YouTube, please do not listen to them on YouTube or on iHeartRadio or on a platform that you know cuts in with advertisements. We are creating a sacred space and we do not need squirrely information and stuff, energies just popping in that don't belong here. So, sacred space, sacred container. You can head to my website and listen to this activation. The link is below. You can also go to the rss.com feed. Link is also below, so have your pick. Just please make sure that nothing is intercut into this episode. I do not intercut anything into my episodes, so if you hear something intercut, it's not me. So, you've been cautioned, and now all you need to do to receive this beautiful sound activation is really be open, receive, palms up to receive the energy, or you can have your right hand over your heart, your left over your womb space, your hara, your yesod. Long, deep breathing, just connect with your body, and let's get started. Beginning by calling in the directions with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air. Purify our thoughts and our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy. Fill our being with your breath of life. Nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. as I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya, the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, and purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, of flow, of fertility, creation, creativity, abundance, healing, emotional clarity, as I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy to our inner guidance, our inner knowing. Allow us to see and perceive the truth, the information from the higher realms, from our council of light, our spirit guides, anchor it in our body, embody it, support us in taking aligned action as you bless us with emotional clarity. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us, allowing for the integration of our inner masculine and feminine. Upon the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, purification, transmutation. Alignment with truth, Archangel Uriel, we call you into this space in your fiery presence. Align us with truth, with wisdom. Illuminate our path forward today and every day. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the Chuba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire. Desire that is in alignment with our soul, the soul's desire. I call upon the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in our ascension journey. I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength and courage. Shield us with your mighty power. I call upon El Shaddai to purify our physical vessel and bless our creations. As I call upon Ekucha, the Divine Mother Father Alaha, the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the Divine Feminine, face of God, asking her to bless us with her light as she pours her golden energies from the cosmic womb of creation. Any blocks. our soul. From our heart space, we let go. We let go of any resentment, any judgments, any guilt, any shame, anywhere we do not allow ourselves to receive love, to give love unconditionally, anywhere we keep ourselves separate and build walls around our heart. allowing the ego to take the back seat as we allow our soul to lead, to guide, to embody and express through us. Filling ourselves with even more of the golden light of Shekhinah. Allowing ourselves to receive. This connects to your vision and your inner knowing. of our wealth and our security and our land. Allow the golden light of Shekhinah to dissolve these, alchemizing and transmuting them, dissolving these contracts of poverty, vows of poverty, of celibacy, of chastity, of giving all of your resources away. This golden energetic umbilical cord travels words. Through this golden energetic umbilical cord of light, rising up through the earth, coming into your energy and physical bodies. Temperature. hummingbird means joy, liberation, creativity, inspiration. It is a very healing energy. And a hummingbird, it's a messenger. It carries also our prayers and our intentions to the divine realms. So a hummingbird just stopped as I was beginning to open the circle, stopped and was flitting around outside of my windows. And I'm certain that it could hear the crystal bowls, and it was like just looking at me. So I brought in the energy of the hummingbird. We brought in the energy of the hummingbird, because it's not just me. It's you guys as well, bringing in this energy. So feel into the hummingbird spirit and see if it resonates. But it's bringing us joy and creativity and fertility and intentions into the divine realms. So I thank you for joining me for this sound activation. Please drink plenty of water. This was actually a touch longer than I normally go, but things just seem to flow this way. Drink plenty of water, eat nourishing foods, go out in nature, take a walk, hug a tree, sun gaze in the early morning or late evening, moon gaze, really allow yourself to connect with your spirit, with your soul, with the divine, and allow the messages to be received, even as we come into, you know, we're in the middle of this energetic portal after, you know, Mary Magdalene's feast day, the full moon, all of the solar flares. So there's a lot of energy, potent energy, feast day of Grandmother Anna, going into the Lionsgate portal, which is the culmination, the height of the portal of Mother Anna. So a lot of energy. So make sure you stay hydrated, stay grounded, pay attention to your dreams, journal, meditate, all of the things. And I thank you once again for joining me. If you would like to follow me, you can follow me and connect with me on social media at Aurea, AUREALARA, or at Hold the Shekinah, HOLDTHESHEKINAH. You can also find me on YouTube, AUREA DE LARA, DELARA. And I always share little mini sound activations, mantra practices, mudras, movement meditations, breath work, little tidbits to support us in embodying, activating, integrating the light of our soul and sharing that light, as this is what we are here to do. So, Ahava, have a blessed day of the goddess. Happy feast day of Grandmother Anna. Don't forget to connect with me and let me know how you receive this energy. I will see you next time. Ahava.